It's already on t-shirts, can coolers, and bumper stickers. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Former President Trump's mugshot taken during his arrest in Atlanta is being used as a campaign fundraiser. He's back home in New Jersey now facing 4 criminal trials.
The former president telling reporters after being booked and released at the Fulton County Jail.
We did nothing wrong at all.
Facing felony racketeering and conspiracy charges following an investigation into alleged efforts by him and 18 others to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in Georgia, claiming he had every right to challenge an election and alleging the charges are aimed at hindering his 2024 presidential run.
They're trying to interfere with an election.
Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin calls Yevgeny Prigozhin a talented businessman who made terrible mistakes and offers condolences to his family. The Wagner mercenary group leaders presumed to be among 10 people killed in a plane crash. Russia's foreign minister calls it unacceptable of President Biden to have suggested that Putin's behind that. An elementary school principal and a teacher in Florida are put on paid leave over an assembly about poor standardized test scores.
Only black students were at the meeting held last week at Bunnell Elementary School in Flagler County, Florida. The focus? That black students had underperformed on standardized tests over the last several years. Jeff, who's a fourth grader, says that was not the only message.
If we don't get good high scores, that we could get shot dead or end up on jail or the side of the road.
Interim Superintendent LaShakia Moore apologized in a video message.
Students should never be separated by race.
The school's principal has been placed on administrative leave and a community forum will be held next week. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Oklahoma State School Superintendent says the state will not take control of public schools in Tulsa for now, with the head of the district there stepping down. There have been low test scores, accusations of financial mismanagement, and violations reported over sex and gender being taught in schools. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or 3 of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing ends Monday. See store for details.
Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign reports yesterday taking in $450,000 in donations after Wednesday night's debate. He's been largely self-funding his campaign thus far. Another military base gets a new name.
The Fort A.P. Hill military base has had that name since 1941 when it was established as an Army training facility named for a Confederate commander. But today it will become known as something else. It's being renamed Fort Walker after Dr. Mary Edwards Walker, the first woman surgeon in the Civil War and the only woman awarded the Medal of Honor. The base is one of 9 Army installations recommended by the Department of Defense's Naming Commission, slated to be renamed by January 1st, 2024. 2 other Virginia bases that honored the Confederacy have already been renamed. The former Fort Lee is now Fort Gregg Adams, and Fort Pickett is now Fort Barfoot to honor a World War II hero. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Pennsylvania woman's facing charges accused of ditching her pet to go on vacation.
Investigators say Allison Lynn Gazer attempted to take her dog with her on a flight to a resort in Mexico. She claimed her French bulldog was an emotional support animal, but the airline said the pup did not meet that criteria. Instead of missing her flight, Gazer abandoned the dog at Pittsburgh International Airport and jetted off to Mexico. Police were waiting for her when she returned. Gazer faces animal cruelty charges. The French bulldog was not harmed and is now with a foster family. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The president of the Spanish Soccer Federation says he will not resign for kissing a player, Jenny Hermoso, on the lips without consent during the Women's World Cup awards ceremony after Spain won the tournament. Hermoso says she did not like that he kissed her, and the players' union says it should not go unpunished. FIFA, soccer's global governing body, has opened a disciplinary case. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Much of Illinois could experience near triple-digit temps. The Weather Service says highs could reach upper 90s. Heat index values as high as 115. There is an excessive heat warning in effect until tonight for much of the state. Jury deliberations underway in the perjury trial of the longtime chief of staff of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Tim Mapes is charged with lying to a grand jury in the federal probe that led to Madigan's indictment last year in a racketeering case. Mapes served as Madigan's chief of staff. USDA Secretary Vilsack issuing more disaster declarations for the drought than took place during the 2023 Illinois growing season. Counties added to the list include McDonough, McHenry, Mercer, Boone, Cook, DeKalb, Fulton, Hancock, Lake, Schuyler, and Warren counties. And the Illinois Department of Public Health reporting the first human West Nile virus-related death of the state this year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you very much, Jim Miller. Well, we're getting another lesson in dew point again.
Yes, we
today.
Are. The humidity and being thick, man, with the heat.
My car was sweaty. It was really something, uh-huh. Greg. It just kind of roll the windows down and try and get things. Wow! Anyway, it's Greg Sollinger brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, always looking to increase their team and great opportunities for growth. Find out more at carl.org/careers.
Well, I know some football games pushed back their starting times for the heat.
Yes.
Unity, 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah. Greg Sollinger, our meteorologist, the learned one, has the look out there. I know the far Half Century Progress yesterday was blistering, but a zillion people showed up and ran tools, so that was good.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, and hopefully you made it through. Those folks made it through A-okay with plenty of misting and watering stations, and they'll probably need it for the day today as well. Maybe not quite the oppressive feel and nature to both the temperature and humidity, but still close enough for the time of year in any event. Yeah, we topped out at 123, a little before 5 on our heat index yesterday. 128 at Galesburg. Danville was up to 116 on heat indices. With temperatures that topped out air temperatures over at Willard and Savoy at 96 yesterday. Out the door this morning, yeah, you still feel it over at Rantoul. They've got a reading of 76 degrees. That dew point is still up there, but down a couple of knocks. We had an 81-degree dew point over many areas. That is just tropical rainforest-oriented yesterday afternoon. Dew points down a little bit for the day-to-day, but still that excessive heat warning till 10 o'clock this evening here in Champaign, Vermilion counties and points on southward. Willard and Savoy at 77 now, 76 at Danville. 80 at Peoria. Chicago hit 100, and even areas up all the way to the west end of Lake Michigan were up around 100 yesterday. That is a heat wave, to say the least. Forecast for the day today, then, well, about 92 this afternoon. Increasing clouds. We're watching some showers and thunderstorms into parts of northeastern Iowa. We may pop a couple of those this afternoon. Heat indices up to around 105 with a light north-northeast wind. A couple of showers, thunderstorms over maybe about half the area tonight. Low down to 68, and this time tomorrow ought to be freshening up the northeast wind, cooler, less humid, a partly cloudy sky at 83. Delightful going ahead Sunday and beyond. A cooler 79-degree high on Sunday. Monday up to 78. They'll be up around 80. Comfortable weather, by the way, for Farm Progress Show at Decatur a bunch of next week here. Upper 70s Monday and Tuesday. Mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday with nights down into the 50s. For CBG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Thank you, Greg. Okay, so the Illinois captains called their moms, their wives, one wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a cool video Illinois put out. Week from tomorrow, we play Toledo at 6:30, so it's on. Game week coming up. Isaiah Williams, one of the captains of the team, will be on beginning Monday at 4, every nice. Monday at 4 with Lon and Derek. And the Jay Layman experience begins Monday as well. That's going to start at 3 this year.
Sounds good.
So then we replay in the 5 o'clock hour. So here's what it sounded like. Tip Ryman, the tight end.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah Adams, the offensive lineman, wiping away tears. You got Johnny Newton. You got Keith Randolph. You got Isaiah Williams. You got them all telling their moms, their wife, their significant others, the great news.
Hey, Ma, Johnny,
what's up, Mom?
Pops.
Hey, babe.
Yo, Ma.
I got some news.
Yeah, get what? Your boy is a two-time captain.
I just got elected team captain.
No kidding.
Mommy, literally, from my teammates.
Isaiah Adams.
I swear.
Let you know first that the guys nominated me as one of our captains for the team this
year.
Get
Ryman tight end.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
The team just voted me team captain.
Ricky Scott!
No, I
No. Yeah, are you voting me captain, man?
No, I just wanted to call you and tell you that I was voted team captain again this year.
The team just voted me team captain, though.
They just voted me team captain, Pop, y'all.
I'll just with Coach Miller right now.
All right, Danny, now don't go throw no tantrums.
Hey, say what's up to the media. Say what's up to the camera for the media.
I love you so much.
Thank you, babe.
Thanks, man. Love you.
Wow. Isn't that great? That is just awesome. That's Illinois' captains, and don't think it doesn't mean much to get elected captain.
Right.
It means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guys are totally taken back. Johnny Newton, Keith Randolph, the law firm. Tip Ryman, you had the tight end there. And
Isaiah Adams.
Isaiah Adams and Isaiah Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all breaking the news. What a fun phone call. You grind through camp in all kinds of conditions, trying to stay healthy.
Yep.
And then the team votes. And that's, you know, homecoming court is a real cool thing. You know, to get voted by people, you don't know how they're going to vote. And here they pick you.
Uh-huh.
And it's a real leadership deal. And, you know, these are big people, too, calling. So the little phone in their hand is
kind
of fun.
Someone said, mommy. I love it.
Isaiah Adams said, mommy. Come on, man.
Hashtag family is reaffirmed there.
She's always going to be mommy, and he's always going to be baby. And Isaiah Adams has to be 6'5", 320 or whatever.
The big baby.
Mommy and baby. You're right.
You know, I love it.
It's great. So we got it going on. And again, I'm looking at 88 now for the day. I think that's a shorts day, man. And then you got the night, and then you got a deal. It's going to get cool. I don't think it's going to be cool enough to worry about. If it's going to start at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, we get home by 11.
We still have a week, Stevie. Right?
Got to plan it. Got to plan what pair of shorts, what orange you're going to wear. And you know what? What is the really apprehensive part is that I think we're going to be good, but I know that, you know, we're bringing in the future MAC champion. Toledo's going to win their division and their conference, so they're no like slouch. It's not like 50-0. It's not going to be like that.
Right.
I don't think. I think it's going to probably be competitive. And yeah. We don't know what we have. We really don't. We have a quarterback that we've really never seen play.
Luke Altmyer.
So we've got a new quarterback. We don't have Chase Brown. We don't have Sidney Brown. We don't have Devin Witherspoon. We don't have a defensive backfield with much experience, certainly in Power 5. So we'll see. You know what? That'll be kind of the fun. But there is cautious, I emphasize the word, optimism, because we've all been burned before. Then nothing.
But most are saying 7-5, right?
I don't know. I'm saying 6-6 for me.
Okay.
So I'm going for 6 because I got to get to a bowl game again. But
I'm getting 7-5 vibes.
6 is good. Just get me to a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Sports headlines.
Cardinals were off yesterday. Let's find out what's happening in our Redbird recap.
After an off day in Philadelphia, the Cardinals open a weekend series against the Phillies tonight. In the opener, Miles Michaelis pitches for the Cardinals. He is 6-9 with a 4.55 ERA. He fell to 0-4 in his last 6 starts on Saturday, allowing 7 runs on as many hits in 4 2/3 innings in a game that they lost to the Mets 13-2. He has permitted 22 runs, 21 earned on 37 hits in 30 2/3 innings during his last 6 games. He's 2-1 with a 3.16 ERA in 5 career appearances against the Phillies. Left-hander Christopher Sanchez is scheduled to pitch for Philadelphia. The Cardinals have announced Dakota Hudson and Drew Rahm as the starters for the games on Saturday and Sunday, respectively. Tonight's first pitch is scheduled for 6:05, meaning our coverage gets underway at 5:10. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So the Cubs, 5-4 winners over Pittsburgh. Yeah. Let's hear Ian Hapsit.
It's 10th inning.
Here comes the 1-2. Hap hits a drive toward right center field. Coming in, the right fielder, Joe, cannot make the catch. It's in there for a base hit. Joe bobbles the ball. Here comes Dansby Swanson. He scores. Hap goes to second. Cubs lead 5-3. And the pitch. Fly ball, left field. It's playable for Ian Hap. He's waiting. Cubs win the ball game.
Excellent.
Yeah, that was, again, big.
6:05 start over on US 105.9 as that series continues. Cubs take it on the Pirates. Oakland A's over the Chicago White Sox 8-5. Wow.
Yeah, well.
Oakland A's are bottom of the cellar dwellers.
Yeah, they'll have
right?
the first. They'll have the first pick. That's good.
Okay. Tonight, that's a 7-10 contest. Pittsburgh winners, Colts winners yesterday. Colts, you know, what's trending is Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
And he's got to make up a mind of who's he going to play for by Tuesday.
I'm confused by that. But anyway, because usually players don't go out and find their own team.
Right.
Usually the teams talk to the teams. Anyway, he's trying to find another place to play. Does not want to play in Indianapolis.
Right. Why is that?
Because you disrespected me, man.
Oh, okay.
You didn't value me, man. I don't know.
I was reading also on the crawler about Shohei Ohtani, and it got an MRI. That was a tear.
That is not good because that's pitching.
Yeah.
And his $500 million, that could really damage.
I know.
Now, are we worrying about Shohei Ohtani making a living? No, I'm not. But he was going to be the highest paid ever.
Right.
Of anything. Because he's a pitcher and a hitter.
So. Illinois volleyball tomorrow against Northern Illinois University at 5 o'clock. If you want to head to Huff Hall.
If you want to go Saturday night, I thought this timed well because of the temperatures today.
Yes. It's Chris Jansen hitting the Muhammad Music Festival stage at 9:30 tomorrow night. We play him over on US 105.9.
Hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down. Forecast calling for some more of the same. Well, I can't fix that, but I can fix a drink.
That's a good line for right now.
It's hot. It's hot, man. Anyway, in that music video, you know who's his background?
Who's that?
I think it's his wife.
Right, Kelly.
But Luke Bryan.
Okay.
Remember, we mentioned Luke Bryan when we had him on Wednesday, and he said, it's my buddy.
Right.
Luke Bryan is in the background of the flannel shirt. You'll see him a few times in that music video with Chris Jansen.
Right. We talked to him on Monday here on the show, and he talked
Monday
about...
Monday or Wednesday?
Was it Wednesday?
Tuesday. Oh. I have no idea. I don't know. Is this August? Next Friday, September. I don't know where I am, man.
So, but tonight, Muhammad Music Festival starts, and Candy Foster will take the stage. We also have Hairbangers Ball, Stevie. Come on out for that. It'll be nice and loud.
Boys, could you turn that down? Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they have a teen hangout today. If you want to experience that, it's free fitness week for the fall all next week. You can find out the details at urbanaparks.org.
Hello everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Ben have a Saturday, another tough and challenging day's worth of weather on Man Beast and the Back 40, but improvement already underway to the north of us. Be the first of three cool fronts to come on by over the next 36 hours, and maybe a little rainfall as well, seeing some of that out across parts of northern Iowa. Humidity still up there, temperatures down a couple degrees, but still at 92 the forecast high. Heat indices to about 105, locally to 110 south of Champaign County this afternoon, where there may be a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking out as winds come around light north-northeast. Humid again tonight, 68, with a couple of showers and thunderstorms over about half the area. That light northeast wind picks up for the day tomorrow, gusty at times, and a cooler, less humid high with a partly cloudy sky at 83. Nice weather for the round out the weekend with sunshine. A bit cooler still at 79 on Sunday. Look at the mid to upper 70s for our afternoon readings Monday through Thursday next week. Nights of the 50s, another warm-up, and the start of an extended dry spell that continues on for late next week as well. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
UC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at UC are designed with your goals in mind. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Thank you.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street will be reacting today to remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who speaks at the Fed summit in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Also scheduled to speak today, European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde. Kenvue, the former Johnson & Johnson over-the-counter medicine business, joins the S&P 500 today. Kenvue makes Tylenol, Neutrogena, Listerine, and many other products. Shares of buy now, pay later company Affirm are higher. Its loss in the recent quarter was smaller than expected. Gap sales were down, but it made a profit in the quarter, and it was able to cut expenses. Nordstrom also reported a better-than-expected quarter. Its sales and earnings softened, though the decline was not as severe as Wall Street was predicting. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Join Fighting Illini football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at fightingillini.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Well, Tyler's lucky to have Mike Turner working for him. Are you the CFO? Are you the Chief Operating Officer? What is your title, Michael?
Shell answer man. Do a little bit of everything.
There you go.
I am technically the controller, CIO. Do a little bit of everything and just try to help out with everything.
Yeah.
But technically the controller.
So just request Mike Turner for installation, see what they say.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy, that would be the wrong thing to do. I can carry the stuff in, I guess. one box at a time.
So this is the subject of the Stever offer. Mike's on the phone. I had you pitching Sunday, but they went with the rookie. You could pitch for the Cardinals because I don't care what you do. It might be as good as what I've had this year there. So
yeah, I think I could have done. I could have handled that one, but
Ever since that opening day we went to, and we lost 10-9.
Yeah.
And you know what? I looked at the schedule for next year. Have you seen the opening schedule for the St. Louis Cardinals in 2024?
Yeah.
They start like four games at the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Uh-oh.
What the heck?
That's quite a start.
They're trying to bury St. Louis. I think it's a conspiracy, man.
Dang it.
It may be.
Just next year's schedule might be just as hard as it. We got off to a horrible start, and the whole thing went south from there. Anyway, Mike Turner's here. We're talking Carpet Weavers. I'm going to give away $500 to two people to buy something there. Carpet Weavers does a ton. They have some furniture. Explain your furniture line.
Got a lot of things going on with the furniture line. It's not, you know, our biggest seller, but we try to add that for part of the things that you've got with your home. We added that on a number of years ago to enhance the flooring look. Flex Steel, Row, Barca Lounger. We had Klausner. Klausner, unfortunately, went out of business. We still have some of their stock available. You can still buy their products, but they just kind of surprised us a couple weeks ago and went out of business. Accessories all over everywhere. And we've got our getting ready to start our Labor Day sale, Stevie, that's got Mohawk featured on that. We've got free install of Mohawk carpet, half off install of Mohawk Luxury Vinyl. We've got BOGO, mentioning the furniture, where you buy one item, you get the second one half off for furniture, area rugs, or accessories. Even possible rebate with Mohawk as well, up to $1,000, and that's straight through what Mohawk's going on. So Mohawk's really supporting this sale for us, and as you always mention in the commercials with us, we've got financing up to 2 years on this one. So big sale coming up for Labor Day. Come in and see the furniture. A lot of people don't know we've got furniture. Come in and see it.
Well, somebody just texted a little bit ago, getting surgery in September. Doctor says I need a recliner. There's a guy.
We've got recliners.
And those are really comfy Barca loungers, you said. So,
yes, absolutely.
All right, and otherwise, it's like me standing outside Carpet Weavers on Market View in Champaign, handing out 5 Benjamin Franklins to you, where Mike would look out and say, "What's that guy doing?" And you just say, "Shh, don't say anything." He's just
don't say anything. Why is there a guy outside?
He's handing out money.
There you go.
What is he, nuts? Yeah, he kind of is, but that's okay. Anyway, so it's $500 bill. What you do is you can go to GoStever.com. It's up there. Or text in Carpet Weavers if you want a chance to be considered for $500 to spend in the next 7 days. You have to go in and start the process in the next 7 days. And if you got if you got a new floor, got a house full of stuff, I mean, go tell me where.
Yeah.
You're going to get $500 off, man. $500 cold hard cash.
Love it.
Where? There is no other place. So anyway, thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure. And I would appreciate if the Cardinals won the rest of their games this year and really lit it up. So
that'd be fun. I'm not betting on it, but it would be fun. I think we're just going to have to get ready for a lot of football. So
yeah, that's what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Too. Snap it on. Let's go. Mike Turner, you're the man. We appreciate you.
Take care, guys.
All right, buddy. He's Mike Turner, controller, in charge of the money.
Yes.
Carpet Weavers, Market View in Champaign. Text in Carpet Weavers if you want to be considered for $500, period.
616 West Market View.
All right, Brother Johnny coming up. You know, there is something out there called Put Your Mask On Again that is making me vomit. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say stuff like that. It's making me sick because I just can't even fathom having to do all that again. But it seems to be. And I'm going to call Johnny and Tom Plura, Dr. Plura at Campustown Urgent Care, and just get the lowdown. Are we back? What's up? We will uncover the truth next.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Racing, racing, racing! Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win. Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump spent enough time at the Fulton County Jail in Georgia for fingerprints and a mugshot charge with 18 others in a vast conspiracy allegedly connected to the 2020 election results in that state.
He has to juggle the court dates associated with four criminal cases in D.C., Florida, Manhattan, and Georgia. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has proposed an October 23rd trial date for all the defendants in this Georgia case.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, Trump expected to plead not guilty next month at his official arraignment. From Fox News Digital. Five more defendants turning themselves in overnight. Down power lines, severe thunderstorms racing through mid-Michigan.
Alpine Township, Plainfield Township, Grand Rapids Township are the hardest hit communities in our area.
Kent County Sheriff's Sergeant Eric Bruner with that update. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Department of Public Health reporting the first human West Nile virus-related death in the state this year. Individual, a suburban Cook County resident in their 90s. The person had an onset of symptoms of the virus earlier this month and died soon after. Another Illinois man accused of taking part in the January 6th attack on the Capitol, Robin Lee Rearson. Of Schiller Park, charged with assaulting a federal officer and entering the Capitol building. Prosecutors releasing photos. They now claim Rearson pushing officers and attempting to grab one of their batons. Illinois Department of Revenue reminding taxpayers they may be able to claim school expenses for K-12 students on their 2023 state individual income tax returns. The Illinois Education Expense Credit allows parents or legal guardians of a full-time K-12 student to take a 25% tax credit on qualified education expenses. That's over $250 this year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity. Boy, a tough point yesterday and still not out of the woods yet with regard to heat and humidity as the excessive heat warning continues on, especially here and points on southward. First of three frontal boundaries to come through the area should increase thunderstorm chances, but more importantly, deliver cooler, drier air. Coming off yesterday's 96-degree high up to 92 today, heating seas above 105, increasing clouds, an isolated shower, thunderstorm breaks out in spots for this afternoon. Slightly better odds for some rainfall for tonight, but still humid with a northeast wind. Low down to 68, turning cooler, less humid for the day tomorrow, and a partly cloudy sky, the high about 83. Sunshine for the day on Sunday, bit cooler, less humid as well, with a gusty northeast wind. Highs at about 79. Upper 70s for highs Monday and Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday. Nights in the 50s. We'll start another extended, warmer, drier spell late next week with Friday temperatures back into the 80s. Use care and caution for the day today. For Steve Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
The president of Morris Brown College, an HBCU in Atlanta, sent out a letter to students, faculty, and staff saying over the next 2 weeks, everyone needs to wear face masks. A spokesman for the entertainment company Lionsgate said they were told by the Los Angeles County Health Department that employees on the third and fifth floors of their building must wear masks due to a cluster of cases. The CDC said for the week ending August 12th, there was a nearly 22% increase in COVID-related hospital admissions, as they say they're tracking a new Omicron subvariant that may be more easily infecting people who've previously had COVID or even been vaccinated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Well, let me just quote the woman who heard the news that Donald Trump was president. Remember the green rain jacket, Washington, D.C., January 20th of 2017. That's a quote.
J. Trump is now president of the United States.
The screaming woman is how I feel right now regarding potential mask wearing again. Brother Johnny's down in New Orleans. Johnny!
Hey, good morning, Steve Jake.
Dr. Tom Plura, Campus Town Urgent Care. He's the best. Dr. Flora, how in the heck are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, so I'm screaming like the woman in the green rain jacket with the stocking cap after Donald Trump was announced the president of the United States. That's why I'm screaming right now. What's going on out there, Tom? I mean, are we being held again in fear? What's happening? Why this reaction?
Oh, I think that there's politics. There's certainly a little spike in numbers, but I mean, when you look at the overall numbers, we're still way, way, way down from where we were. And I think this is politics and hype, myself, my personal opinion. And I think as we get closer to a full-blown election, you're going to see this vanish because I don't think the independents in the middle of the country is going to stand for mask requirements again. So,
hey, Doc, it's Brother Johnny. I wanted to ask you, we had a little time to look back, and without any hysteria, what do you think about the masks, really? Is it really not that effective, or we've heard both, and then, of course, there's some people mandating, so...
I don't think there's any studies anywhere in the world that have proven that masks do anything to decrease transmission or that masks stop somebody from getting infected. So it just simply doesn't make any sense. If you're not infected, wearing a mask doesn't prevent you from getting infected. And there's no studies to show that if you do have COVID, wearing a mask prevents you from transmitting the virus. So it was just all about control, in my opinion. So I think they're going to have trouble shoving this down everybody's throat again. That's just my opinion.
Okay, so I saw Urbana yesterday, the wonderful town of Urbana. Love you so much. There are more mask wearers there for sure. And so I'm in the Meyer, who, by the way, looks pretty good after the renovation, just completing all that.
Right.
We're talking about some heavy-duty masks. Are you saying that mask wearing in general, or are there the special N95? I mean, are there some that have, and then they say, well, I've got somebody that's very, weak immune system, and so I'm protecting them. Is any of that, viable medically?
No. The answer is no. Real clear, no. Okay? It doesn't prevent transmission, okay? So there isn't. Point me to the study where we've had a double-blinded study to show this. Now, and there are plenty of journals that have made allegations, but when you look at the studies, there aren't any studies to show it prevents transmission from somebody that's infected or that it prevents a wearer from contracting it. If you don't have it, wearing a mask doesn't protect you from getting it. And all you need to do is look at the data. So simple as that. But
the severity of the virus right now. It seems much weaker, and I think it's almost, you might have a cold, you might have some of the virus. I don't know how lethal it is anymore. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's not what I think. It's what the data shows, and the data shows that it's essentially in 99.9% of the population equivalent to a cold. So, I think I saw two yesterday. I saw one on Tuesday, and I know I saw one positive patient on Monday. And they're coming in with head cold, stuffiness, head congestion. Again, I'm not talking about somebody that's got cancer and stage 4 cancer with a immune compromised health status. I'm talking about for 99.9% of the population, this thing is nothing more than a cold now, So,
well, there you have it, Stevie.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just, I tell you what, I'm not interested in anything about. We knew this was going to be around a long time, right? It's not. It's like the flu. It's not going to go away. We're going to talk about COVID a long time. But when you say COVID, I start twitching. We have mental issues, Dr. Plura. We have heavy duty mental health issues in this country. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we've been traumatized, I think.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you an example, and I had a a good friend of mine who's up at Northwestern University with stage 4 prostate cancer. Mm. I took him up on Friday. He's up there on Saturday. They've got at Northwestern University Cancer Center ward, they've got a mask requirement. I understand that. I get it. I get it entirely. But when you go in there, and the staff, the nursing staff, the guards, the security guards all over the building, everybody got their mask down underneath their chin. It's a joke what's going on.
It's not as it was comical in a sad kind of way when we had the 2 and 3 year olds down here wearing masks, and they were kind of picking their nose with them and chewing on them and sharing them. And so I don't think that did any good.
I mean, but Tom, why? And here's a wide fetching idea from a conspiracy theorist like me. Maybe they want to ramp this up again for the election so you can have drop boxes. Is that too much of a mental problem stretch for me, Tom?
I think it's about control. I really do. But I think it's about the left does not want to give up that they were wrong, okay? And clearly they were wrong. But I do think that some of the same people in the Democratic Party are going to say, wait a minute, you know, this election is going to be decided by the independents, and they're done with masks. And if we pursue this strategy, it's a recipe for failure. That's my belief.
Yeah, okay.
That's nothing more than my belief. So I don't see it going anywhere. That's just my opinion.
Well, I will mention, just in support of Stevie, in terms of the drop boxes for the voting, which was pretty much a disaster, I believe. But those were furnished by Mark Zuckerberg with his $400 million. And his whole basis, Stevie, you're right. We need a safe election. We have to find a way to have a safe election. So let's put boxes out of the way here where you won't run into anyone while you're voting. In fact, where nobody can see you voting. And load them up. I mean, and keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything there. I don't think there's any way they can convince like Doc says that there's enough of a danger to start going back to pushing that for a safe vote. But I think there's people that would like to do that, and that might be some of this as well.
It's Tom Plura and Brother Johnny, Dr. Tom Plura, Campustown Urgent Care, Brother Johnny down in New Orleans, Tapman's Towing phone line. Okay, before I let you go, Tom, hindsight. So you're now in charge of America. It is March, let's say it's January 2020. You're hearing about COVID, some sort of strain. What was the move here? Now that we have been through this, do we shut anything down?
Well, I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt in March of 2020 because we really didn't know what was going to happen. I don't think it was unreasonable for Trump to close the borders like he did. I don't. Okay? I don't think it was unreasonable for Trump to ramrod this Operation Warp Speed to get the vaccine developed. As much as the left hates him, was the impetus for pushing this vaccine development. I think now, in retrospect, we know that we really didn't have much impact on the virus as far as its transmission or its spreading. What we did do is we developed a vaccine that probably helped quite a lot of people that were immunocompromised. I mean, the elderly and the immunocompromised. That's my opinion. So I can't fault somebody back in 2020. Now, as we evolve 2021 to late 2021, 2022, it became more and more apparent that we had no effect on things here. As this was just going to run its course, and it did. And now I think you're seeing everybody's just got natural immunity. Many people have been infected 2 or 3 times. I have. So
I always thought, well, I'm kind of like you those first few months. But as far as the vaccine, I
I thought it was I call it an immunization because it's really not like a vaccine, but it definitely held up that alpha variant. And certainly it stopped the panic. It was something that we could say, we're fixing it, whether it did or not. Yeah. But then as the strains changed, I don't think the vaccine was effective, and I don't think they should have been pushing it as hard as they did for as long as they've done it. And I'm not sure anybody should take it today. What do you think about that, Doctor? Well, do you think that it was so specific for those early strains, and there are side effects, so what would you tell someone about that vaccine today?
Okay, here's my opinion. I do, for the people that are opposed to vaccine, I do not think that you should strip hope from people that want to take the vaccine. I don't think anybody has the right to step in front of somebody who believes in the vaccine and say, no, you shouldn't get it or you can't take it. If somebody wants the vaccine, I am 110% in favor of them being allowed to get the vaccine unimpeded by coercion and threats and condescending comments. On the other hand, I feel 2,000% in favor of, if somebody doesn't want the vaccine, they shouldn't be forced to take it. And I'll give you one simple example. I have had a patient, he's now died. He had stage 4 lymphoma. And he said, I want to take the vaccine simply because it gives me hope. Hmm. It gives me hope. Whether it's going to work or not, he said, I've been living in my basement. Okay, I get that. And I think he should have a right to receive the vaccine because he wants a chance. Okay? But I can't emphasize this enough. What we did is we went the other way. And we said, everybody's got to have it. You know, the people with religious beliefs that didn't believe in it or that have opposition. I think that's where we really got derailed from an ethical standpoint and from a constitutional standpoint. How in the world could we force somebody to take something that doesn't work? I mean, would we call a tetanus shot effective if it worked one out of three times? No. You know, would we call polio vaccine effective if it worked once out of three times? No. You know? And there are downsides. There are risks and there are hazards from vaccines, albeit very small. But
I'll tell you what got me, Doc, was the kind of these vaccine mandates, quote unquote, which I thought were unfair and shouldn't be. But the worst thing to me was this kind of message that if you run into someone who's not vaccinated, even if you're vaccinated, they may give it to you. And our current president said the unvaccinated are killers, as if not getting vaccinated was going to harm everybody who did. And that was how do you get to that point? I don't understand how you can get there. It makes no sense.
Yeah, control. I am staunchly in favor if a patient and their doctor decide that they are a good candidate for a vaccine. And that's fine. I'm good with that. But I am way more adamant that if somebody has a religious belief or they just have a belief that they don't want to take the vaccine, they shouldn't have to take it, especially what we know now.
Yeah.
That should be pretty apparent. And this coercion, this condescending greater than now by the left on, you got to take the vaccine, is wrong and should be wrong in the future.
So in hindsight, we won't put Dr. Anthony Fauci on the $5 bill replacing Abraham Lincoln. Then I can come be sure of that.
I don't think there's more to come on that. I think our buddy Elon Musk he called it a long time ago, and you heard him back off of it. I think there's going to be some stuff come out against the good doctor.
Oh,
that's my opinion.
Okay. Let's see. One more, I think, before we let you go, Tom, we have a text in. I think I got to look at this guy. I got a text here for Tom. Wanted to know what you thought about not updating on my phone. Okay, well, we appreciate...
Here it is from Megan. I want to know what Tom Plura thinks of other vaccinations like the flu vaccine or pneumonia or anything else.
Okay, we have cured a lot of illnesses with vaccines. We basically stopped the spread of polio. 99% of polio has been stopped across the world. Rabies, tetanus, those are diseases that were once feared. I mean, I talk about polio, people stood in line to have their children immunized because they didn't want them to contract polio, and that we call it infantile paralysis. So I'm a big advocate for vaccines. I really am. Okay? From a medical standpoint, in the past 200 years, we've cured lots of illnesses or really mitigated the harm that these illnesses cause. Well, that being said, I think it should be the patient and the doctor deciding whether the patient wants to get the vaccine or not. I'm dead set. Of course, this is the lawyer in me talking now. I'm dead set against mandatory health care, whether it's you got to take this pill or you got to take this vaccine because the government says so. Yeah. So
I got that brings a question for you, doctor. I wonder, one of the things I did not like about the COVID quote vaccine was that a vaccine, I believe, is just the injection of a dead virus, a dead polio isolated virus, so your immune system knows when the polio virus comes and it's ready for it and kills it. But this was more of the messenger RNA of part of this virus that instructed your cell to make some. To me, that should have been a little more clear and to say, I don't group it with, quote, the vaccines. It's a different kind of immunization than our standard vaccines. Isn't that correct? It's a different technology.
That is correct. The messenger RNA, whether you call it immunization or call it the vaccine, whatever. I feel like we're mincing words here because we're ignoring what I'm saying. As I'm saying, if anybody, I strongly believe, it doesn't matter if they believe Jesus Christ doesn't want them to get vaccinated, that's their prerogative. You shouldn't have to get vaccinated. And you don't even need a reason, in my view. If you just say, I don't want to take it. I think it's a transmitter that goes into my body so the government can track me. It doesn't matter. You don't need a reason to reject it. Okay? And if a person doesn't want it, simple. They shouldn't be required.
My point was simply in the general discussion when you say, I've gotten a bunch of vaccines. I've vaccinated my kids from all these. I think it's important to note, this isn't exactly like your mama's vaccine. And so that's the difference. And there's also been a lot more side effects. The rating of this immunization's far worse than the acceptable vaccine. That's why the Emergency Use Authority had to be used. And I will say the risk may have been justified based on the global panic that existed. But it's a little different than the average vaccine.
I don't disagree at all. I'm 100% on board with your analysis. That I think back to my good friend who's now dead.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree with yours as well. I think we're on the same page.
I want to get the vaccine because it gives me hope.
Yeah.
And I think, how could we strip hope from somebody who's dying of cancer? We shouldn't do that.
All right, last...
And you know what? One more thing. That's why I actually feel a little bit sorry, but I wouldn't ever diss or make fun of a person in their car wearing a mask. They obviously need that to feel safe.
No, that's true. it's more of me. I was criticizing somebody. I said, you know what? That's none of my business.
Right.
If they feel safer and hopeful, I just got to walk away from it. But I'm, again, traumatized, as Johnny said, from the whole thing. All right, lastly, Texter says, part of the issue is so many doctors have a difference of opinion. It's probably going to be political in there. So it's confusing. It's a bit of confusing. That's why we call Dr. Tom Plura, because he gives it to us straight down the middle, and he also says it's my opinion on these things. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, Tom. Are you guys – this is amazing. You have a spot right next to the alma mater, right there on Wright and Green Street. It's Campus Town Urgent Care. You're like a Petri dish, man. You got 150 countries that have just come to Champaign-Urbana. Wow.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping for a good football season and better basketball season.
You got that right. Johnny, we appreciate you down in New Orleans. We appreciate the good questions and the discussion.
Thanks, doctor.
And thank you, Tom Plura. We appreciate you, my friend. Keep up your fine work. I really appreciate all your stuff.
I'm going to come down to New Orleans and eat some oysters. See you later, guys. Thank
Just
you.
Let me know. I know where to go. So.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dr. Tom Plura, Campus Town Urgent Care. I think it's campustownurgentcare.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brother Johnny down New Orleans. Good discussion.
Yeah, it was.
But the kind of some places, yeah, doing the mask thing. Yeah, right. I think he's right. I think you don't dare do it from the standpoint of the independent, because they're totally done with this. And I think based on the studies that it's not effective. And again, then you go back to, well, if they feel safer, it's their business. That's fine. I don't have to tell them that doesn't work. That's fine. I just have to walk away. It's none of my business. Right. Say it again. Walk away. It's none of my business. Walk away. It is morning therapy, and I feel better
it
already.
Is.
Just saying that. Just was a
just
lovely,
redirect with a prayer.
Lovely. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
All need prayer. All right, back with the news next.
Tabbins Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabbinstowing.com.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website happyhealing.us.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Hey, it's Stevie J, Stever Day. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you spend it and keep the stuff. Today we're going to Carpet Weavers, our Market View in Champaign. If you are interested in $500 to go spend there, that's it. There are two catches. You have to get in there within 7 days to begin the process, and then you got to fill out the survey when you're done. $500 could be yours by simply texting in Carpet Weavers to 217-359-2255. Maybe you want to redo the bathroom or the kitchen or carpeting for the living room. Or maybe you want a couch. They have furniture too. So it's an incredible offer of $500. That would be 10 Ulysses S. Grants or 5 Benjamin Franklins, however you'd like to break it down. It's from Carpet Weavers in Champaign. All you have to do is text in Carpet Weavers 217-359-2255, and you might get $500, no strings attached, just spend at Carpet Weavers. Good luck.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have, we're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes. You know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have helped us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Okay, so next Friday, when we are here with you on the radio, it'll be 9-1-23.
Yes.
Man.
And then later in the afternoon at 3, we'll have our broadcast from Pius as we get ready for kickoff at 6:30 on 9-2 against Toledo. Yeah. Go Illini.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.